2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
You know what we have to do in this 15-minute morning show podcast. Each and every one of you has a mission.
What's that?
No mention of human excrement or excrement of any type from any being. No poo.
Okay.
Today's the no poo zone.
No duty call.
This is stupid. Wait, where did Scotty B just come back from? He's wearing a mask. What did he do?
We got a food delivery from our friends at Farmer's Fridge, right, Scotty B?
Yes. They just dropped off all this pre-cooked food.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What do you have?
There's a burrito bowl.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Do you remember when that vending machine was up here? They brought a vending machine up here.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thank you for that.
They emptied the contents of a vending machine and they sent it to us.
Oh, no.
That's cool.
I don't think this is vending machine stuff. Here's enchilada roja.
Okay, we're moving on with the no poo show. Yeah. So we're like, well, if we don't talk about poo, what can we talk about? And everyone was kind of at a loss for words or thoughts. So Garrett and Brody and Nate and Danielle and Scotty and Gandhi and Froggy and Scotty B, who now has a microphone connected.
Yay!
We're all part of the no poo zone.
By the way, this will be poo eventually after I eat it.
Oh. And there it goes.
There we go.
And we're done.
No, we're not talking.
Okay.
No.
X amount. If you talk about poo, you have to leave. You have to leave the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Oh no!
Oh, let's give him one chance.
No!
You got voted off.
It's his first day with a mic.
He didn't know.
He didn't know at first.
Oh, was it nice? Is that the rule? You have to X out? You're done?
You got
to
X out. Those people were nice enough to send that food, and now you're like making fun of the stuff they sent.
No, don't leave, Scotty.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't know what to do.
Scotty. He just got in, and now he's out.
You know what? The reason we have to have this rule is we're better than this, people. We are clever enough and creative enough to come up with something to do that doesn't involve that stuff that rhymes with the word do.
Okay. No more.
So what are we going to do? So we're going to play a game?
Nate, we're going to play a game, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What game?
What are we playing?
Oh, everybody's favorite game, Butthurt.
Butthurt is
not everybody's favorite.
Relative
Froggy,
of poo.
Froggy. Goodbye, Froggy.
Bye, Froggy.
No, really, Froggy. I'm serious. No
gotta
poo
go.
Talk.
You are the weakest link.
I want to put like an X off on the screen.
Okay, I'm out.
I cannot wait until the weakest link is on.
Bye.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
No, don't leave, Froggy.
Oh, he left. This is funny. Let's see how many people are left at the end of the podcast.
Here's the thing. No one takes me for seriously at all on this fucking show. No one gives a flying fuck about our poo rules.
Okay. All right,
let's play Butthurt.
Look how much food Scotty B has, dude. He's like sacking it up.
That's awesome. God.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Question number one.
Who's it to?
Let's go with Garrett.
Yes.
Okay.
Who would get the most butthurt playing this game?
There's Scotty. Gandhi's thick skin. Elvis doesn't care, really. Danielle, no. Nate, no. It's between Brody and Scary. I would say Brody because he would be the one that
hate this game
that hits us up. After the game, he'll hit you up and be like, "Hey, man, like seriously." And then we'll be like, "No, it's don't worry, man. It's all right."
Does everyone agree? Maybe Brody would be the most
Brody. Yes, I think so.
Just put an X on me now.
Say it. Look, he's doing it now. He's getting butthurt now. We can see it happen.
All right. On the heels of that one, Gandhi, who is the greediest in this Zoom room?
The greediest?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, looking at the room right now, it does appear that Scotty B is hoarding a bunch of food. So, no, it's a toss-up, I would say, either him or maybe Brody.
why is Brody the answer to every question in Butthurt?
I don't know.
I'm not greedy.
Yeah, what's greedy about Brody?
Well,
he has a book on the way called, what is it? For Even Is Never Even? Which
even
would
is
lead
not
one
even
to
free
believe
dessert.
It's... Okay.
Well, it's not greedy. That's just getting, you know, getting what's right to the earth.
Someone... And that's why Elvis will write the foreword.
It's not who's the neediest, who's the greediest.
And also, if we go somewhere and there's leftover food, Brody takes as much food as humanly possible home.
That's not greedy. That's waste not want not.
When Carmine comes up, they bring him plastic disposable things to take home on purpose because they know he's going to take stuff
home. Is this pick on Brody Day?
I'd like to change my answer. I want to change my answer.
I blame Nate for my
question. I take back Brody and Scotty, and I'm going to say Scary, because Scary's the one who will do endorsements for products he's never seen or touched or plans on using in his whole life. It's Scary.
No, diapers are Scary.
I try every product, and I stand behind everything.
You tried diapers?
Erectile dysfunction pills?
Exactly.
Hey, don't judge what I do in my spare time.
You did a douche commercial.
That's not spare time. That's on our show. Okay, move on.
Okay.
Right. You're a bad host.
All right, here we go. Elvis, I'm going to ask you this one. Who has the worst temper? Go.
Oh, me.
Aw.
Can you say yourself?
I have seen you throw things across the room.
I have. Listen. This phone, I have thrown and broken more phones and headphones than anybody I know.
Yeah, but I will own it. The worst temper, absolutely me.
Yeah, and rightly so.
There's not rightfully so.
I can see when you get upset, I would get just as upset. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're saying it's justified?
No, when you throw a fit, I would have thrown the same fit if I were in your shoes. That's
all
I'm
saying. Considered. All right, next question.
All right. Froggy, who is full of the most bullshit?
Who is full of the most bullshit? I don't know. I don't think we really have anybody who's full of shit. Everybody here pretty much says what they think.
Everyone here is pretty much full of bullshit.
No, I don't know. The most? I don't even really, I can't even really think. I mean, like, hold on, you know what? This is going to sound not nice, and I love you, but I would have to say Danielle.
Why?
Because I'll tell you why it's Danielle. Because Danielle will be nice to the meanest person in the world just because Danielle's nice. And I'm like, Danielle, why can't you just tell them they're an asshole? No, I can't do that. It's not the right thing to do. And I'm like, but don't be nice to them. Just tell them they're a piece of shit and move on. She won't do it.
He will text me and he'll go, how can you even find one nice thing to say about that person? I go, well, and he goes, I can't even with you.
No, I'm going to go with Danielle because Danielle will always find a way to be nice when somebody even doesn't deserve to be nice.
Wow. Isn't that awful? A person who's being nice is being accused of being full of bullshit.
Isn't that great?
I'm sorry, but that's it.
Good answer. All right. Let's go with Danielle. No. Scary.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sitting here just admiring my look today on my angle.
What?
Look at this. I look great.
Speaking of bullshit.
Can I change my answer? No.
I was going to say, you look like you're too close to the camera.
I look better I look better than normal, though.
Doesn't he look a little too close to the camera, a little bit?
He does. Yeah. He's making his face, too, his, Zoolander.
Keep going.
All right. Who gives the worst oral sex, Scary? Go.
How would I know that unless we haven't had an experience?
Answer the question.
It's my opinion on who is the worst at it?
Yeah, I know who it's not.
Brody.
Wait, out of everyone in the room, he's got to pick?
Yeah.
I'm kidding you, Brody. This is a bad question.
Process of elimination.
Scary.
Didn't a
girl fall asleep?
I think Gandhi is good at what she does. I know Elvis is. We've heard about his
He's got a trophy to prove it.
let's see. I'm pretty sure Garrett's cool. Nate, Froggy, all of you guys. You know what?
Nah.
I don't know, Brody. I'm sorry.
I knew you were gonna go there.
Well, hold on, Brody. But hold on. Let me defend Scary, Brody. You do say that it's been like forever since your wife wanted to be with you, so maybe you haven't done it in a long time, and there's just rusty.
Right. That's why I said that.
I would have said Nate, because it's hard to do that to a woman while looking in the mirror.
Yes. Exactly. Brody. I was thinking the same thing.
Nate's too good looking to be good at oral sex.
I don't agree with that, but. He loves himself so much, he would rather please himself than someone else.
That's right. He feels he hasn't come into him.
And hot people don't try as hard, let's face it.
Thank you. That's my. So clearly I'm good at it.
So should we not be offended that Elvis, he said you and I are probably great at it? Should we be offended by this now?
No. But,
damn, it's scary.
No, just your outgoing personalities shine through.
It's actually it's ingoing.
She's very friendly. She must be good at head.
Yeah. You're ingoing. I love this. This is the best game.
It's logic.
She's not very attractive. She must try hard. Come on, Scary.
And I think Danielle will go to any length to please her man. So I think she's probably pretty good.
Well,
she's talked about the length.
Hello, late. Yeah, that's true.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable with this conversation.
Okay, we'll move on.
At least it's not poo.
All right. Danielle, you haven't answered yet, have you?
No.
Who has had the best life so far?
Oh.
Finally, one I won't get mentioned.
Brody.
I'm going to go with Elvis.
Well, you got to think of the entire life. I mean, you read his book.
Yes.
He doesn't know the joys of parenthood.
Well, that is true. Wow. That is true.
That might add to it.
I'm not going to say myself. I think I've been very lucky. You've had a great life. Thank you. But I think Elvis has traveled all over the world.
Yeah.
And he's met all these people. And he's done all these amazing things. And he's experienced all these great things. So I'm going to go with him.
I would go with Elvis.
I think, to be fair, I think we've all had a nice shot at a great life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. Totally.
Except for Brody.
Poor Brody.
Oh, even mentioned.
Look, even his dogs are bored. They're sleeping.
Aww. They're so cute.
I love puppies. Brody hasn't been given a question.
Okay.
I always go last.
I'm trying to get him a good one.
How much time do we have, Frog?
3 minutes.
Frog.
Who is
Nate's trying to find one where I'll answer myself.
All right, Brody. Who is most likely to double cross you?
Ooh.
Oh, that's easy. Come on, Brody.
Oh, Scary.
Yes.
I'd like some explanation. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, you use your microphone on the air to badmouth me. You blame me for all of the problems with our podcast. Oh. Yeah, it's you.
But we have a great podcast.
He also
we do thanks to me.
He throws you under the bus when you're not here as well.
Yeah,
right.
You have matching shirts on today.
Everyone else is honest about it. He does it behind my back.
Damn it, Scary.
All right. Does everybody have a piece of paper and a pen in front of them?
Yes.
Yes. Right. I have a pen that doesn't write, but I can get enough out of it. Yes.
No, but I'll make a note on my phone.
The last question. Everybody has to write down their answer and hold it up to the screen.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what is it?
All right. The question is, who in this Zoom room is most likely to go to hell?
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 Hell. H-E double hockey sticks. Hell.
Wow. Danielle's not going to get any votes.
Wow.
All right. I got it. Sorry. It didn't take long to come up with that answer.
Got it.
All right. Let me know when you're all ready.
Ready?
Yes. Ready.
Okay, hold them up on the count of three. 3, 2, 1, go.
Wow.
Whoa, I got 3 votes.
Look at
got
that.
The most.
Okay.
Someone got the most votes.
So who's going to hell first?
I think Froggy. I think Froggy is got the
no,
most votes.
No, I think it was me. I got 3.
Okay. Froggy got, wait, 1?
But Froggy voted for himself.
I voted for myself.
I see Froggy. 3 Froggies, 2 3 Gandhis. Oh, Froggy and Gandhi are tied.
Oh,
wow. Well, wait a minute. Now, how come? Let's start with Froggy. Why do we feel Froggy's going to go to hell?
Because I laugh at things I shouldn't laugh at, and I say things I shouldn't say, and I have a very, very bad sense of humor. Some things that really shouldn't be funny to me are funny.
Oh yeah, actually,
he'll have fun in hell.
Hang on, I'm going to change mine to Froggy because I just remembered something.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. I just thought of something about Froggy, too. I got to put Froggy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. Yes. I'll save the rest of you motherfuckers a spot if I get there first. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But what about Gandhi? Now, why is Gandhi going to go to hell? Why vote for Gandhi?
Brody, Scotty.
Well, I mean, you're twisted just like me and Froggy are, so I couldn't choose myself. So what the hell?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's
couldn't choose yourself.
I couldn't find paper, so I had to go into my garbage can to get the paper.
Who's the least likely?
Wait, I want to know from Brody. Brody, why do you think I'm going to hell?
Oh,
Danielle.
I feel like as a Gandhi, you've let the Gandhi tradition fail.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like there's Gandhi. A whole religion and country of people that would vote you to hell.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, for sure. You're right. Right. You're right.
I wouldn't, but I feel like there's a lot of people that would.
Yeah, they have more voting numbers than we have. Sorry. Yeah.
I respect the vote.
Oh, my God.
Danielle's definitely the least likely.
That's correct.
Yeah, for sure.
She's the nicest person in the room.
See, I think in some instances, but in some instances, I'm as bad as Froggy.
Oh, like when we laughed at the old lady who got mowed over by the shopping cart?
Right.
But Froggy, it's really funny because you're saying she's the most likely to have the most bullshit, but you're also saying most likely it's because of her bullshitting ways that she's going to go to heaven.
She's so nice because Danielle's so nice. She doesn't know how to be mean to anybody. I've never seen Danielle be mean to somebody except me. That's because I deserve it.
Anybody.
No, I have. Yeah, I've seen that.
You didn't work with her at McDonald's.
That's right. That wasn't my fault. That was her fault. Bitch.
Yeah. Okay.
And Scary, if you hadn't licked my neck, I would never have thrown those pens at your head. That's a different story.
I'm so glad I saw that firsthand. That was so great.
I love this game.
All right, I'm checking text messages. I'm bored.
Are we done?
No,
we're done.
I think it's time up.
Yeah, we're done. Time up.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hey guys. See you in hell, Froggy.
See you there. I'm older. I'll save you a spot.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.